Hi, everybody. This is John from the Vacation Home Help Podcast. Thanks for joining me today on this fine Friday. Today's episode is about stop trusting those influencers to tell you what to do, especially when it comes to your short-term rental property business, because getting bad advice can cost you a ton of money. In this business, bad advice is super expensive and you're going to be the one who pays for it. Influencers are beyond dangerous, okay? People live on views, not on execution. Make outlandish claims like I'll make $30,000 a month with one Airbnb, or just automate your listing and the cash will keep on coming. Buy it. It's going to cash flow. Wild claims. Wild claims will get you in trouble. So avoid them like the plague. A lot of the claims I see when I'm on social media, they don't account for the reality of what we do. And that's the big problem. Like, the interest rate environment makes it extremely hard to find a deal. HOA fees and community fees are absolutely ridiculous and sometimes make it almost impossible to profit and just leave us around break even in some communities. Labor costs are rising, so it's more expensive to get cleaners. It's more expensive to have a handyman fix something. Renovations, furniture packages, everything's more expensive. And it doesn't account for how hard it is to host guests. Hosting guests is not easy. Guests can be ridiculous, or they can be extremely rude, or they can be extremely demanding. Although most guests are great, there are the occasional nightmare guests, and the claims all explain how easy this business is, but not the reality of dealing with the public, right? So it's not as easy as the claims on social media make it out to be. Competition is tough right now. Seasonality is even tougher. This was probably the slowest fall we've ever had. And more competition just makes it even harder to operate. If you heard that bark in the back, that was my French bulldog, Milo. And yeah, he makes funny noises. But the goal of most of the influencers is to sell a course, sell hype, sell the dream so they can make money. But your goal is contradicting that. You want to build a sustainable business that produces income and wealth for decades, something sustainable. So who should you learn from? So I actually follow a lot of really good providers of information. The two at Thanks for Visiting, great show. I learned a lot from Thanks for Visiting. Their podcast is the bomb. Listen to it all the time. And I like Sean, the Airbnb Automated teacher. He's amazing. I follow his YouTube religiously, and he actually knows his stuff really well. So I recommend, if you are trying to learn the game, learn short-term rentals, definitely learn from those two sources. They're my favorite. I follow people who are in the trenches. They have listings. They've done it. They know operations, pricing, compliance, hospitality, not flashy, but accurate. And they talk about net operating income and not Ferraris and things of that nature. So I really like what they teach. They teach realistic underwriting, actual labor challenges, real revenue patterns, long-term thinking, how to build systems, and how to protect your time, all things that I find extremely important as a short-term rental operator. And I encourage you to check them out. So this business is actually really easy to understand. The how of this business is easy. The how is everywhere. You can YouTube the basics for free. There's no gatekeeping or paywall for this information. You could find on YouTube how to set up a listing. You could learn how to clean a unit, how to message a guest, how to use Price Labs, how to get a license, how to pay your lodging taxes. The mechanics of this are not complicated. Anyone can do it. And that is part of the reason our industry is extremely saturated, is because it's intuitively easy to understand. It's like running a mini hotel, and they make all these tools to make running this short-term rental super easy. But, and the big but here, is knowing the steps is not the same as executing this at a high level. Everyone knows how to lift weights or play baseball, but it doesn't mean they're going to be playing for the Yankees or they're going to be an athlete, right? Talent is common, but execution is rare in this business. Anyone can post or say they know how to do something or sound like a know-it-all, myself included, but executing on it is extremely rare. Seeing companies that have lasted for decades is extremely rare. We just saw Sonder go bankrupt. Sonder they raised billions of dollars of capital. They went bankrupt. Vacasa had issues. Their stock plummeted. They did not succeed, right? big companies that were the darlings of the industry did not succeed at doing this at scale. Smaller operators like All Star Vacation Homes in Orlando, they plummeted because they didn't manage the finances right, bad business management. So doing this is hard. Doing this at scale is extremely hard. I find that this business is best for people who have maybe 4 to 10 properties and they're actively involved in managing them. They answer their own guests. They reply to their own complaints. They actually take a look at their pricing every single week. They're actually checking their numbers and improving their properties, and they love what they do, love hosting. Yes, you can outsource some of this stuff to companies like mine because it saves you time, but the best hosts are actively involved in their business. It's not just like build it like a Subway franchise and just let it run. That sounds good in theory, but there's so many variables that can make that fail. Right? No one's going to take care of your house better than you. So what exactly separates winners from everyone else? Well, let me break down what execution really looks like in short-term rentals. You want to get cleaners to show up consistently. Mastering that is hard enough in itself. Getting cleaners to show up consistently is extremely hard when you have multiple properties. But if you're good at that, you're going to please guests time and time again. Handling guest issues at 1 a.m. without emotion. Yeah, you can be cranky. You didn't want to wake up. That water heater busted. It's leaking all over the floor. But someone has to handle it. If you outsource this to some call center in the Philippines, they're just going to listen to the guests, say, I'm so sorry. Sorry it's inconvenienced you. But they're not going to really be able to call the plumber, pay the plumber, deal with the issue, go there, show up and handle it? Probably not. There are companies that do, but they're hard to find, and you need to have all sorts of systems in place for this to happen without you involved, right? Or you have a property manager that does it, but they're going to charge you a pretty penny. But handling those guest issues without emotion when times are tough is an extremely valuable skill. You also have to be pricing obsessed, right? You need to change your pricing almost daily, be obsessed with it, love it. You need to get kicks out of doing it, because if you are not interested in pricing and revenue management, it's going to be hard to succeed at this business, because Airbnb just put those new host fees on us and now we have to adapt to it. And this year was slow. We needed to cut prices pretty aggressively. There's so many things that change and you can't set it and forget it. Even if you use a dynamic pricing system, you have to be involved and you need to like it or hire someone who does, and that costs money, right? But that's a skill you need to have and you need to get good at it. Inspections need to be thorough. So finding someone who you trust to do inspections is extremely important, or if you live close, do it yourself, right? But if you trust your cleaner to do inspections and they check everything, but they miss something, you won't know until the guest tells you, and that's already too late. Mastering the whole inspection thing, extremely hard, but it will set you apart if you're on point with inspecting after guests leave and before they come. Maintenance workflows, having systems when things break, having systems to prevent things from breaking down, having quarterly maintenance schedules, changing the AC filters every month, making sure the water filter in the refrigerator is changed so they don't have nasty water. Making sure you're unclogging the drains in the sink so they don't see a gob of hair in there, or not able to drain the tub because there's so much hair in there. Super gross. That stuff needs to be done proactively to prevent issues for your guests, because they're paying too much money to deal with it on vacation. And then you need to have someone who can go out there when things do break, because we don't live in a perfect world. Things happen. The AC goes out. Drain lines get clogged. Things break. TV doesn't work, right? You need people who can be present, or you need to be present so you can have a really good response time and please your guests all the time, right? If there's no systems in place and you don't have the right team to respond to maintenance, or you're not available to do it, everything will fall apart. So making sure you have good maintenance workflows separates you from the rest. Working with your HOA is also important. HOA, I can't tell you how many times they've caused issues with guests at the gate when they have too many cars, or if you have issues with the process of check-in. If they can't get checked in easy at the security gate, if you have one, everything will fall apart, because the guest is going to be pissed off. They're going to get in late. They're going to be tired from their drive or their flight. And the worst thing is not being able to get in a security gate after you waited behind 14, 15 or more cars to get in. It sucks. So making sure you have a good relationship with your security gate, if you have one, especially in Florida, we have a lot of those, and your HOA is important, because they should be your friend, not always your enemy. They should be able to help you with your problems. So having a good relationship with your HOA is super important. Keeping reviews consistently high over the years is extremely hard because there's always that one guest that wants to poke you, and take your review score down. Maybe you deserved it, maybe you didn't, but having consistent five-star reviews is not easy. People will say, yeah, you'll have a great business, just get five-star reviews and the money will keep on coming. It's not easy to do in practice. I have my own systems for removing almost any bad review. It involves bribery, just being straight honest with you, but I can pretty much get any review removed by paying them to take it down, right? It always works. And that's how I'm able to keep my reviews popping even when there's issues. But if you're not into that, it's completely okay. But good luck keeping your reviews high when you have the most difficult guest from hell, right? You need to keep your reviews high if you want to last and compete in this business. And that is going to separate you from the rest, the how of getting it done. We know you need five-star reviews, but there's tactics and strategies that you can deploy to make sure it actually happens. The optimizing your listing and refining it and understanding SEO and understanding ranking factors, understanding how to list your property and get eyes on it and click-through rate, getting people to click book. That takes work. That takes testing. Marketing is all an experiment. You have to constantly test and refine until you figure out what works for your market demographic. It's not going to be, I copy this guy, use the frenemy-enemy method, and I'm going to perform the same. It just doesn't work that way because your situation is not their situation. You need to always be trying things, testing things, and refining your listing. That's why you pay professionals sometimes, right? If you're doing it yourself, you need to be open to the process of constant improvement and constant changing, tweaking, editing until you get it right. Tracking your money, tracking the dollars, tracking your budget monthly is super important so you can identify leaks. If you're paying your cleaners too much or you overpaid them, maybe you're paying too much in taxes, maybe you double paid an electric bill, maybe you forgot to pay the HOA and now they're going to hit you with penalties. You need to track your money. You can't wait until the end of the year and then do it really sloppy in a rush for tax season because you will have a leak. And like a leaking faucet or a leaking toilet, you're going to only find out when it hits your water bill, right? And you're already going to have that waste. So make sure you're tracking your numbers and you know your numbers. In any business, you need to know your numbers. You also need to stay compliant. I can't tell you how many times hosts were know-it-alls. They said, you know, my realtor told me this and that, I'm completely fine. I don't need to listen to you. Only then to get audited by the county tax office and have to pay several months of lodging tax. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars back because they just didn't do it right in the first place. The same with not having licenses, right? You need to be compliant or it's going to bite you in the ass. You just need to be. So stay compliant because that's one key lever that will keep you in business while other people are failing at it, right? Then when you scale, when you try to grow your portfolio, it's only a natural thing that quality will drop. You'll think you'll have economies of scale. You will in some places, like maybe getting discounts on your cleaning for having more properties. Maybe you get discounts from your maintenance tech, your pool cleaning company. But the quality can drop if you don't have the systems to handle them. For example, if you're the one managing the guest communication and you suddenly have more than you can handle and you're out to dinner with your wife or your husband and you couldn't get back to two guests because they both checked in at the same time and they're both having issues, you're going to have quality issues, right? So if you scale, you need to get the team members you need in place first before you get those additional properties. So as soon as you get that property, you furnish it, you list it, you're ready to go because you have people in place and people that understand the systems and the standard that you want to set for your short-term rental business. So scaling is extremely hard. When you grow a co-hosting or a property management firm or a cleaning company like I have, scaling is extremely hard to maintain the relationships you have with all your guests, all your owners, when your quantity keeps going up. It's extremely hard because you're used to being in a driver's seat. You're used to having the relationships and being that relationship manager between all of your stakeholders, your owners, your guests. But when you scale, you need people who can be clones of you or at least do it 90% of how you're doing it. And if you don't have those key people, you won't grow, even a property portfolio. They're not going to respond the way you are doing it. Then you get busy in your day-to-day life and you don't have the time to train and systemize what you need to do. So quality just begins to drop and then you're panicked because you don't know how to fix it. So when you're going to scale, make sure you have a plan and the people in place before you start adding those additional units or owners. The key message here is this business looks passive from the outside. It's not passive. It's skill-based and it's repetition-based. Just like you're in a gym doing those reps, this business is exactly the same. The how of this business is super easy to understand. I'm not gatekeeping this information. None of these teachers are gatekeeping this information. It's all common sense on how to do this, but you need to understand and master the fundamentals, and then you need to deploy that knowledge in real action over and over and over again. It's about doing the work, right? The work and the doing of the work is the most important thing here. There's so many gurus or teachers or educators just like myself that will say, oh, you're not doing this one thing. You're not doing this one thing that's going to change the game. It's really not that. This is super easy, but you just need to do the work or hire people who do the work and do the work extremely well. That's it. The work is defined. The work is clear cut. There could be guesty, schmooboo, host away, hostfully, hospitable. It's all the same shit. It just looks different, but it's the same. Same with the dynamic pricing tools. Looks different. All does the same thing. It's just more renditions of the same exact thing. This business is the same. The only thing that separates people who are making a lot of money and people who are not is systems and the quality of the work being done. Okay. Hope that helps. Think of the long-term horizon. This isn't a six-month get-rich-quick thing. You have to be good at this for years, not just a couple of weeks. We're only as good as our last clean, our last check-in, our last guest. Operators who win, they'll show up. They show up every day, make database decisions, and they stack these small improvements over time. The cash flow is going to come from mastering this. No secrets. It's just from mastering the fundamentals and doing it time and time again. So don't buy the hype. Start studying operators and people who actually do this. If you want these real, tactical, short-term rental strategies without the nonsense, follow this podcast. Follow me on social. This is a place where we talk about what actually works in the real world. And I'm glad you joined me today on this episode. And I'm looking forward to many episodes to come. If you need an operator by your side to assist you in your vacation rental journey, please visit the show notes. I'm happy to help you on pricing, cleaning coordination, and co-hosting as an assistant. I have my team who's excellent at this. We put our host in the driver's seat. Our hosts own the entire listing. The entire listing and the payouts go directly to our host, not to us. And we assist you by doing the work we just talked about. So check out the show notes. Happy to talk to you. And until next time, friends, happy hosting.